Canada Corroboree is an annual visit by Canada's cities and provinces to showcase their tourism product in Australia and to showcase their product to Australians. Graham Kemlow went along and discovered a country singer representing his hometown Calgary of Stampede fame. Trevor Panchak describes what Calgary has to offer and shares one of his hit songs for Travel Writers Radio.
Well, I'm here at the Canada Corroboree in Melbourne, and of course they brought a lot of representatives of Canadian destinations to Melbourne to talk to us, but also to talk to the travel industry. And one of the people here is a singer, but he's also a native of Calgary. Trevor, introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Hi, Graham. My name is Trevor Panchak, and hello to all your listeners out there. I'm here as a part of the Corroboree celebration of the 105th birthday of the Calgary Stampede, and I've come here with Lindsay Jardine from the Stampede, and she's brought me here to give a taste of what you can expect to hear from the music side of things. The Calgary Stampede is known as the greatest outdoor show on earth, and part of that, besides the great rodeo, the great food, the chuck wagons, the night show that runs 10 days long, those are the crown jewels of the Calgary Stampede, along with one of Canada's largest music festivals, which runs at the same time as with the Calgary Stampede. And we've been playing on one of the main stages called the Nashville North Stage for the last number of years, and so I'm just down here to experience Australia for the very first time, and it's awesome, by the way.
Well, and we love our country music down here. Maybe the cities don't love it as much as some of the country towns and cities, but it's great to have you here, and you sang for us at the event, the dinner, the lunch today, which was terrific. You said you opened for an Australian artist in the Calgary Stampede one year. Who was that?
He's that up-and-comer that you might have heard of named Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of him. Yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he? And, of course, he's married to our Nick.
That's right, and she's a wonderful lady, too. And I've been given these wonderful opportunities in my life from a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck. Opening up for Keith Urban was one of those instances, along with Tim McGraw and Zach Brown and Walk Off the Earth and bands like that. So my music has taken me, well, this is the farthest it's ever taken me in my life, so I've never been this far away from home, but everybody here has made me feel welcome.
Well, there are some big international music events here in Australia that, maybe you need to get yourself an invitation to.
Well, I'm going to go, when I go to Sydney, I'm meeting up with a music promoter by the name of Robert Potts, and he's going to help me, get my foot in the door with that, because we missed Tamworth by a day. I wanted to come and experience what Tamworth had to offer, but I really feel like we're going to come back, and I'm going to bring my band, and we're going to do a little bit of touring down here, because just these last couple days that I've been here, I just can't get enough already.
Well, that sounds great, Trevor. Now, tell me about Calgary. People obviously have heard of the Stampede, but beyond that particular event, when is that, by the way? When is the event on?
It's typically the first Friday after Canada Day. So if Canada Day, which is July 1st, lands on a Thursday or Friday, then it'll be the week after that. But it's typically the first week of July.
So you'd have to hurry if you want to get there for this year.
Well, we've got a little bit of time, right? Mm-hmm. But that July is our summertime, so it's going to be similar to the weather here. So it's a 10-day festival. Calgary is a wonderful city. It's the gateway to the West, one of the older cities in the West. It used to be Fort Calgary. There's a lot of heritage. There's so much to experience along with the Calgary Stampede. If you're in Calgary, then you should look me up and we can go for a tour together.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I'd love to do that. And it's a city with a bit of a culinary experience too, I believe.
Absolutely. There's been famous drinks from there, famous food. Even at the Calgary Stampede, you can get something called a scorpion pizza, where they actually put scorpions right in the cheese of the pizza. But that's a whole different topic. We had a drink called the Caesar that was invented in 1969, where you join vodka with something called Clamato juice and some Worcestershire sauce and Tabasco, and it's called a Caesar. And you put a little bit of clam juice in that, and it might not sound that good, but it's actually a really refreshing drink.
Well, yeah, that does sound interesting and different. Don't they drink beer over there?
We drink a lot of beer. We probably, along with you guys, are one of the world's largest consumers of beer. We got to stay warm in the wintertime up there, right?
Absolutely, we do. Trevor, we're going to play a little track of yours, with your permission, of course.
Absolutely.
What are we going to play?
This is my top 50 hit from back in Canada. It's called For a Girl. And I'd like to invite all your listeners and you as well to come and visit me at trevortown.com. That's my website. And everybody's always welcome at Trevortown.
I wore my fingers ragged on some rusty guitar strings. Learned some chords and I broke it out that spring. Just to sing for a girl. I saw her smiling sitting on the home team side. Saw my pitch and I swung with all my might. Hit one out that night for a girl. I spent back home for a girl. Wave goodbye to daddy and my friends in my hometown. Drove through the night in a U-Haul headed south. Laid some new roots down for a girl.
What a great voice. That was Graham Kemlow with Trevor Panshak and his song For a Girl.
We were all dancing away in the studio here. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, so did I.
And look at you cartwheel.